Blog Talk Radio. Crimes of the Century, the 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, July 14th, 2018, in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Doors open at 4 p.m. Awards from LSS begins at 5 p.m.
First category closes 6 p.m. sharp. Admission, $35 all night. Standard tables, $250. Premier tables, $300 for available. VIP table, $350. Six available. VIP sections, $1,000. Two available. Grand prize, $1,500. Open to all. Lip sync performance with a production. Mini grants include $1,000. Open to all best dressed. $1,000 open to all foot, eye, and gag. $1,000 legendary tag team performance. $1,000 female figure versus Witch Queen Vogue Fest. $1,000 female figure versus Witch Queen European Runway. $1,000 female figure face. $500 Witch Queen Realness with a Twist. $500 Witch Queen American Runway, plus much, much more. For more information, see the Facebook event page at Crimes of the Century, 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, or contact Marcus at 202-790-2318. Crimes of the Century, the 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, July 14th. 2018.
What are you gagging for? It's just Kelly.
Of this motherfucking show, bitch, okay?
Let me bring my motherfucking Judy on, honey. It's Jess motherfucking Marcus, bitch. He is the motherfucking promoter extraordinaire from the Carolina regions, honey. He's having the People's Choice Awards Ball in less than 2 weeks in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's over $10,000 in cash and motherfucking trophies. So, bitch, if you're not in Charlotte, North Carolina on July 14th, the 15th, bitch, you're going to miss out on a whole bunch of coins and a whole bunch of motherfucking fun. Marcus, are you here for the shit or are you just here?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, everybody, let's get to the shit. I thought you were going
to
give me a
little
intro.
Let me get to the shit, and I'm going to start the shit off. Before we even get into the ball, okay? Before we even get into the ball, let me start my shit. Well, I'm not starting the shit. I seen a post, okay? Because this is how the latex ball goes, okay? The latex ball goes, the girls come in, they have a drag show. From the drag show, they go into the award ceremony. From the award ceremony, they go into LSS. From the LSS, they go into to calling out the judges and commencing to do the categories, honey, okay? They're commencing to do the categories, okay? Do not call my phone on Monday night. You already know this, okay? Baby. So, okay, so, listen. So, I seen a post by Gunna Tishy that was posted up about the awards that is given out at the Latex Ball, you know. So I went underneath the post and I put the laughing emoji on the post, okay? And because, you know, I put the laughing emoji on the post because every year, okay, everybody always has something to say about who is being given awards at the Latex Ball, and the girls want to know questions about who is being given awards and why are these people being given awards to. Like, it seems like every year it's the same people that's getting awards, and it's so many other people that is out here in the community that are doing things and not being acknowledged for the things that they are doing. And every year, they always tag the promoters and the people that are having these balls and ask for an answer, and no one never seems to get an answer on exactly why are these people being given awards. So, one name in particular came up that they said every year he's getting an award. I ain't gonna mention the name because I ain't here for the shit, bitch, okay? But who's calling someone? Oh. Everybody, please welcome the legendary Jason motherfucking Bridges to the motherfucking show. Jason, are you there? Are you here for the shit? Or are you just here? Jason? Okay, well, when Jason's ready to talk, he'll come on when he's ready to talk.
I'm sorry, Kelly. My house members are on the phone with me. They're trying to get ready for next week. So hold on, Kelly. Give me 1 minute, and I'll be right back on the show.
Okay. So we're waiting for Marcus. While we're waiting for Marcus, and it's my girlfriend, that's why.
Okay,
so
I'm here, Kelly. Where we at?
Okay, Marcus is... So everybody want to know why are these same people getting awards? Why are these same people getting awards? And then I also seen on Gunna Post, they wanted to know why was Ryan Murphy, the producer and the sponsor of Pose, why was he given an award and the show of Pose just came out? Like, why was he given an award? These are the questions that people was asking. I don't know the answers to it. Y'all will never know the answers to it because, like I tell my girls, and I say that the people that are doing these awards will never comment. Y'all tag them in the post. They will never comment on the post that y'all tagged them in because they see that they tagged in it. They will never comment, and you will never get an answer. So you're just beating a dead horse, and the same people will get acknowledged next year, and the same people will get acknowledged the year after that. And so y'all beating a dead horse, so y'all need to stop asking the questions that y'all asking about these situations and about these awards, Ms. Saint. Like, why y'all wasting y'all time? Why y'all wasting y'all breath even asking, making a post about something that y'all can't do anything about? Marcus, how do you feel about the situation?
Okay, well, I feel two different ways about some of that stuff. Okay, the first part about them honoring the same people over and over again, it is. I think it's just crazy. Anytime you honor somebody, I think you should kind of be stating why you're honoring them. Because a lot of those people, I don't even know some of them. But the other ones, it's like, what did they actually do? If you gave them an award last year, you ain't seen them at a ball, or maybe they've been to one or two balls since then, and, like, how are they contributing to the scene? If you tell us, maybe we'll be able to accept it and kind of move on. Now, with the Ryan Murphy thing, I'm on the fence because I think he's opened many doors for ballroom people that the community may not understand. Okay, yeah, Tyra and some of those people may actually be on the show, but there are people who've gotten consultant jobs on the show that are getting, you know, a source of income. You have extras who some of the people might, you know, they might be taking off their job, but let's just be real. Some of them were sitting at home before they started working on polls as a reoccurring extra or whatever. So that's putting the girls to work and stuff like that. So maybe we can't quite understand the true impact of what he's done for the community because we don't even know everybody that's kind of been involved. And we don't know what doors are going to open up. I know I've literally had about five people hit me up and say, oh, that you're having that thing that they have on pose now. I really want to come to a ball. So he's also opened up, you know, more people possibly wanting to come to, you know, a real-life ball now. So for giving us the opportunity, if that's what they gave him the award for, I can kind of accept that. Yeah.
Well, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with them honoring whoever they want and giving it to whoever they want. I just addressed it because it was a post that was on Facebook, and a lot of the girls was underneath the post, and a lot of the girls had tagged Luna in the post. And, like, you know, they tag Luna every year in the post and want to know questions and want to know why. I think my honest opinion is I really think that when you're giving someone an award and people are tagging you and they want to know why people are being honored in things, I think as being a promoter, it is your just duty to acknowledge the people and answer the questions that these people may have had about the situation and let them know exactly why. And like you said, and when they get in these awards, not just calling them out and saying, well, you are the recipient of the Octavia St. Laurent Miss Rahi Award, that, you know, letting them know why this person received this award, like you said, and break down what they have done in the year from the last Latex Ball to this year of the Latex Ball, why that they are receiving this award. Okay, that's what I think should happen, because if that happens, then people won't have to ask questions and wonder why. And people ain't got to ask questions and want to know why every year Hector's being honored for one of the different awards. Oh, y'all know I'm here for the shit to say, since ain't nobody else going to say it. Okay, because everybody else got a ball coming up. I ain't got no ball coming up, honey, okay? I don't give a fuck.
Jane Green, Bells, USA, Asia. I'm so fly, Highlander, run white, trying to mock grand pride. Come on, come on. Let's keep it real. What are you fucking trying to look like?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hold on,
we have a hold on list, and we got a caller. 404-547, you're live on the air. Are you here for the shit, or are you just here?
I'm here for the shit. So I had a question just to piggyback about what you all were talking about. So they have mentioned something that the Latex Ball talking about, like the Diamond Elite group. Now, this is the first time I done heard something about that. So is it like a discount for the Golden Girls for like ear implants, first dibs on the trade, things like that? So, like, what is that all about?
You gotta turn your computer down. We can still hear your computer in the background. I don't know exactly what the Diamond Award entails or what is going into the Diamond Award. Was I at the Latex Ball for the beginning of the Latex Ball last year? I don't remember if I was there last year at the beginning of the Latex Ball, if they gave out Diamond Awards last year. I don't remember because I wasn't there. But, I don't know. We gotta ask questions.
But it seems like with the Diamond Elite, it's given to people who are well-to-do, like, you know, Ryan Murphy, EJ, and all the, you know, well-to-do girls. So why are they in the club when they already got the coins? They already got the diamonds for it.
Who was the other well-to-do person?
Oh, it was EJ. You know, she already got a coin. She's born into money. And
who?
Then you got Ryan Murphy.
No,
they
who?
Said EJ and Ryan
no,
Murphy.
EJ didn't get an award. He didn't get no award.
Oh, I thought
they
he
just
got
happened to call him out. No. Hector Extravaganza got a diamond award. It was somebody else, and then it was Ryan Murphy. I don't know who the third person was. It was Hector, Ryan Murphy,
okay,
or somebody else.
But,
okay. I mean, I think I will say this. I think that the people from Pose came to the ball, and I really appreciate that because a lot of times there are celebrities that people that are in the industry that get invited to the ball and never show up, i.e. RuPaul,
mm-hmm,
the people like that. So I do appreciate them coming. But I felt like they came to the ball to witness what we do, and it seemed as though at one point the ball stopped to give them all this, like, and I really don't think they came for that. Like, you know, even if they knew Ryan Murphy was getting an award, it was like they stopped the ball in the middle of the category or before they went to the next category and called each one out. And I understand recognizing the Janet Mocks and those type of people because they are influential and they are, you know, cultural icons or icons of the community.
I want to shout out the icon. I want to shout out the icon, Letitia Ebony, honey. She said it's
Revlon,
given to your
girlfriend.
Revlon. She said it's given to your girlfriend awards.
I agree on that one.
I mean, everybody do that, though, don't they?
Well, I mean, it seemed like the whole Latex Ball was about giving it to your girlfriend.
Everybody that's on the live, EJ was not given an award. EJ was just called out to walk the runway. Every year at the Latex Ball, celebrities come through the Latex Ball or do through the Latex Ball, and when they find out that it's a celebrity or someone in the building of stature from, you know, the industry, they stop the ball and they call them out and give them their life. This happens every year at the Latex Ball. For years, it has been, well, it hasn't been happening since, you know, it was, had to pay to get in the Latex Ball. But when it was free back in the day, they would always call the celebrities out that would come in the building and grace the runway. That used to happen all the time when the ball used to be free. But go ahead, back to y'all conversation.
Jason,
no, I was just saying, like, how Letitia said it's given to your girlfriend. That's how it seemed like the whole ball was the whole night. But, like, even with the Vulgars, like, the ones who really turned it, everybody focused on just one person, you know, instead of, like, looking at – I mean, it's always been like that, but it seemed like they looked at the more popular people who've been on, you know, Viceland and all the other stuff. You know, those are the ones they paid attention to.
So are you trying to say that Jelani should not have won?
No, he votes down. I'm not saying that. I think it was a close – I think they both did – good. I'm not going to say he shouldn't have won. It could have went either way. But just like,
okay,
be fair, I mean, that's just like the Baldwin scene, period. You know, people, whether it's different houses and everything up there, they're still going to pay attention to the most known person.
All of that, yeah.
Jason, your thoughts?
I don't,
We're not gonna sit here and we're not gonna do Jelani, baby. That's not what we're gonna do, baby. Because at the end of the day, Jelani cannot pick himself, okay? The judges pick Jelani, okay? It's a lot of things that we can sit here and we can talk about the ball, baby, that happened, bitch. So if y'all wanna stop that shit, bitch, it is Petty Mondays. It is Petty Mondays, bitch. No, I'm not paying you, Brooklyn Mona. I'm not gonna sit here and I'm not gonna say hi to everybody, because then I gotta say hi to everybody. When I start saying hi to one person, then I gotta say hi to everybody. So what we're not gonna sit here is we're not gonna sit here and we're not gonna pick my members, bitch. Because if we start picking members, bitch, we're gonna start picking everybody members, bitch. And oh, bitch, and today ain't been a motherfucking good motherfucking day for me, bitch. So if y'all wanna start the shit, let's start the motherfucking shit, bitch, because I ain't supposed to be here, bitch, in this apartment right now, okay, bitch? I'm supposed to be in my new place. The moving people don't fuck me up, bitch. I don't broke my TV. I can't FaceTime on my phone or nothing, bitch. So if y'all want to start picking, bitch, let's start picking, because I'll start picking on motherfuckers tonight.
We can pick.
Okay, bitch. Because I'm ready, bitch. I can go on down from label. I go on down to face. I can go on down to performance and all types of other motherfucking shit. A motherfucker's winning, Miss Thing, this weekend, Miss Thing. But yes, every weekend.
So you don't have a ball. You don't have a ball coming up, so there's nothing stopping you.
Yeah, every other weekend or every weekend, bitch, it's always a give it to your girlfriend type of motherfucking set. And we don't talk about it, Miss Thing, bitch. Whoever won, they won, bitch. Congratulations to those people that have won, bitch, and did what they have done, Miss Thing, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Yes, congratulations to you. Give it to your girlfriend win.
Okay. Bitch, we ain't get to that yet, Brooklyn. We ain't get to the aftermath yet, bitch, okay? Stop your shit. Stay in order. Okay, so a lot of people.
Anybody know who the things that was under the basement that was fighting on the train that was posting in that video there? Who they was?
No, I don't know who those queens was in Chicago. Okay, so like, it's a lot of things that I see because I sat up on the stage. I sat up on the stage, bitch, and I'm not gonna call nobody out because that's not my job to sit here and call people out and all type of things, this thing. But it was a lot of girls that won categories this weekend that I felt, in my opinion, should not have won the motherfucking categories, Miss Thing, bitch. And I'm keeping it 100% real with you motherfucking bitches tonight, okay? It was girls that was up there in multiple houses that was up there, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? Bitch, they was in multiple houses and judging, okay, bitch? And if they wasn't picking their house member, bitch, when their house member was battling somebody, bitch, they was picking their old house members. So you had bitches up there that had two and three members from their house up there. You had a member that's in your house. You had a member that used to be in your house. And you had another member that used to be in your house. So if you wasn't battling their house member at the time, they was picking their old house. So, bitch, they had three automatic motherfucking votes up there on the motherfucking panel.
Who are you talking about?
I'm not here for that. I got an apartment coming up.
I'm not doing this tonight.
I'm not here for the shit, bitch. I got an apartment coming up, Jason.
Clearly.
Okay.
Well, let me ask this question. The LaBeouf came to the ball really deep. Why didn't they have any representation on the panel all night?
Everybody
on Instagram, I gotta start this live over. Someone called my phone.
I was not there.
Hello.
So that's a question that I need answered. That will never happen again. I mean, and when they realized that we had that many people walking, some of those judges that was on their phone or that was drunk or slushed should have been asked to get up so that a LaBeouf could judge.
Well, so But y'all didn't. The LaBeouf didn't have. The LaBeouf didn't have a representative.
Kelly, did you just not say 5-10 minutes ago that you was on the stage?
Oh yeah, I was on the stage. No, they didn't have a representative up there. Why didn't they ask Tommy to judge? Tommy was in the building.
He not Hispanic.
You said what?
He's not Latin.
Wow. Is that all? Well, then a lot of them other judges shouldn't have been up there. They're not Latin as well.
They were from Latin houses or derivatives of Latin houses. Did y'all not get into the panel?
Well, to be honest with you, I was off and on that ball. I mean, I was really off and on. But the stuff that I quit, I missed all the performance when I came in.
It's no shame. No, it's no shame. Get into it. There was no... Hold on. Was there Mizrahi up there the first segment? The first half?
No, it was not.
It wasn't an Ebony up there the first half. No Mizrahi. No LaBeouf.
Patricia, if you're not Diamond Elite, why would Tommy be Diamond Elite? Let's not.
What Letitia say?
You gonna make Letitia call in here. You know the...
That's why I did it. I wanted to call in here.
You know, Letitia don't have a problem with calling in here, baby.
I want her to call in here because she'll make it hot. I want her to call in here and speak her mind.
I know. She'll call right in here. But let me tell y'all something. I'm just saying, like, congratulations. I want to say congratulations to... Gillette Mizrahi for winning.
Kelly, before we go to that, go in order. Start at the beginning.
Marcus,
best
I don't know
dressed.
In the beginning. What?
Best dressed.
Oh, well, first and foremost, before I even get into best dressed, I want to say congratulations to the icon, Jasmine, ex Chanel, ex Escada, now overall mother of the House of Soulja. I want to say congratulations to her.
Congratulations.
The overall mother of the House of Soulja. Why are you falling out like that?
Just for the record, for everybody that's listening, that is Jason LaBeouf Bridge that it fell out like that, okay? Congratulations, Jasmine, on your new venture.
I want to say congratulations to her. I want to say congratulations to the overall mother and the overall father, the legendary Eric Milan for being the new overall father of the House of Milan. Congratulations to the legendary Kennedy new overall
icon.
Mother of the House of Milan, huh?
The icon.
The icon, Kennedy of Milan for becoming overall mother of the House of Milan. Was anybody else made mother or father that night? Let me see, do I remember? No. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't shade. Maybe Jack was making it hot. But after Brenda had called Eric and Kennedy out, like 3 seconds later, Jack had called out Stephanie. And it was just, I don't know, just like a, it just took away from their moment. Like, I'm pretty sure they're going to storm a ball together and, you know, make it hot again. And, you know, Kennedy's one of my favorites, and, you know, I love Eric. But I just feel like that moment was stolen by calling Stephanie out right after that. Was it Shane?
I didn't think so, honey. You know, it was what it was, honey. Okay? You know, it was a lot of moments that were stolen this weekend, bitch. But, you know, honey, we'll get into that, honey. So, let me see. Best dressed. Best dressed went to the Milan girl. I don't know her name. I don't know her name. The Milan girl with the colorful the sky blue outfit on with her left breast out and stuff. It went to her. Congratulations to her. Marcus, if you sitting here, you want to know go in order. I don't know. I just know she won that category.
Best dressed male was won by Father Mugler Paris.
Okay, Father Mugler Paris won best dressed for the males.
And he looked nice.
Marcus can say all the other categories. I'm going to tell you all the categories that I remember, okay?
Well, you got to say the name of the categories, and maybe I can remember who won.
Congratulations to Sincere, La Perla, and Lolita Balenciaga for winning Team Sex Siren. Congratulations to Gillette Mizrahi for winning European Runway. Congratulations to Ian and Jelani Mizrahi for winning Realness with a Twist. Congratulations to Kaya and Octavia Mizrahi for winning Femme Queen Performance. Congratulations to Chloe Prodigy for winning Drags Performance. Congratulations to the Milan Boys for winning Butch Queen Face.
Noah.
Huh?
Congratulations, Noah. Noah Milan.
I remember Noah's name. I'm talking about the other one. I forgot the dark skin one name. Oh my God. I forgot his fucking name. Oh my God. And it's right on the fucking tip of my motherfucking tongue. But congratulations to them for winning that. Congratulations to the Milan girl for winning Woman's Face. Congratulations. What's your daughter? What, Marcus? What's your old daughter name that used to be in Scotta, but now she's in Milan?
Joanne don't know her name. Suzanne don't know her name. Hey, Kelly, you don't know her name either?
Marcus, you are so fucking shady, bitch. Marcus, you are shady as fuck, honey, okay? You are so shady. Jade Milan, formerly known as Jade Escada, won Femme Queen Face. Marcus is so motherfucking shady, bitch. Okay,
Kelly, that's not true. My mind is really busy. I have a lot on my mind with my ball. I forgot. Sorry, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Congratulations to G. Oh my God, Extravaganza for winning Bazaar. Let me see what other category I remember. I don't know the young lady. I'm gonna get into all of that, Marcus. I got it. I don't know the young lady name from the House of Period that came and won Femme Queen. Well, I'm not gonna say the House of Period.
Did you just say the House of Period?
Well, I don't know what their house name is because they ain't debuted yet. So she's a period. The young lady that's a period that won Femme Queen Runway, honey. She won Femme
her
Queen
name
Runway.
Is, her name
okay.
Is Kay.
Congratulations to her. She's a period. She won Femme Queen Runway. Congratulations to the legendary Diva Devana Mizrahi for definitely winning a legendary runway, $1,000 win. Let me see. Legendary performance. Congratulations to Davina 007 for winning legendary performance. Let me see. Congratulations to the Ebonies for definitely winning Team Realness. I remember that. Let me see. I went for a cigarette break for women's performance, but I heard they was chopping the girls left and right for women's performance, Miss Thing. So I don't even know who won women's performance because it was over. They said they was chopping. They was coming out three at a time, and they was chopping those girls down. for a woman's performance.
Infinity One labels.
Congratulations to John Moschino Infinity for winning labels. But the girls are reading about that too, Miss Thing, bitch, and secret groups and stuff. The girls are reading. Hold on, I'm gonna get into that when I come back, Miss Thing. Honey, hold on, but I got a caller. 347-541. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the check? Or are you just here?
Nadine won Legendary Runway.
No, Nadine did not win Legendary Runway.
Yes, she did. Look
no,
at
she did not.
And I was there.
Oh, well, you was there. Well, you was there, and I see, and I know that my daughter Diva Devonna got her $1,000.
Oh, sure.
Are you saying that Nadine should have won Legendary Runway?
No, she should have won, but she didn't win.
Oh, okay, got it.
I want to go back to something because I don't know
what y'all talked about before I got here. But did you discuss how a Latin house could throw an African theme ball?
Who's an African house?
Didn't the Extravaganza put this together?
No, Luna is a con.
Oh, okay.
It's an agency ball. He just happens to be Hispanic.
Okay.
Well, listen, let me tell y'all something. You know, I'm just so sick and tired of you girls always coming up here and y'all feeling some type of way, okay, when a bitch motherfucking wins something or things of that nature, honey, okay? Bitch, nobody comes
Kelly,
up
you
here.
Don't, let me ask you a question. You don't think that because Diva Devonna walks the latex every year, it just kind of works in her favor?
No, it doesn't work. It's not about working in her favor. She walks, Miss Thing. Her walk is nasty, Miss Thing. Her production was nasty. They need to go see the category, okay?
No, no, right. But there have been times where I have seen her walk a ball, and I'm like, that's when she was young. Sometimes they gave it to her, whether she deserved it or not, in my opinion. But now that she's older, I have seen them vote over her, but that was kind of like her gimmick. Okay, she was a young legend walking the ball, and, you know, it was cute at first. And now it's like, okay. But when you posted, I really didn't notice. You said she's won the latex ball like 9 times, but not in a row, but she's won 9 times.
Baby, I'm gonna run, you know, because, you know, I just don't understand the girls. Diva, the legendary, at 10 years old, the legendary Diva Devonna has already won female figure runway one time at the latex ball. She has won women's runway at the latex ball 4 times. She has won open to all runway 1 time at the latex ball. And she has won legendary runway 3 times at the latex ball and 9 times of her walking the latex ball. Okay. The girls need to step up their cookies when they come and they walk in this ball, Miss Thing. Congratulations to her and her motherfucking win. And y'all not going to sit here and bitches feeling some type of way because she won. She got her coins, Miss Thing. It is what it is, Miss Thing. Maybe next time. I love Lady Down. That's my girl. That's my Judy. That's my eighth book girl. We were just chilling a couple of weeks ago together. But everybody has their days when they win. You win some, you lose some. That is ball wrong. Okay? It's no motherfucking shame, Miss Thing, bitch. Girl, a lot of these girls that is out, that has walked, it's a lot of these girls, it's no shame. A lot of these girls that is out and has walked runway and been walking for years in legend, bitch, ain't even accomplished half of the things that this girl has accomplished in motherfucking ballroom, Miss Thing. So y'all not gonna sit here and downplay her motherfucking win, Miss Thing, because y'all feel like y'all girlfriend should have won, Miss Thing, bitch. Y'all girlfriend should have won, Miss Thing, but she didn't win, bitch. My girlfriend should have won, but my girlfriend didn't win. Miss Thing, just like I felt, Miss Thing, some bitches that walked last night at the aftermath should have won, but they didn't win. That is ballroom. It's saying, bitch, honey, girl, y'all got it. You got to win. You win some, you lose some. Just like some bitches on July 14th is going to win, bitch. That shouldn't motherfucking win, bitch, but they're going to win.
We hope not.
No, that's how it is, Miss Saint. Bitch, that's how it is. They're going to win, and they shouldn't win. But they're going to win. And bitches gonna come up here and they're gonna do the same motherfucking thing. But you bitches come up here, I respect the motherfucker if they come up on this motherfucking show and get the very, my name is such and such and such, bitch. And I don't think that this person should have won. Bitch, just like all you bitches sitting back, Miss Thing, bitch. All you bitches sitting back and y'all reading down. Now, let's get back to what I was about to say when I said congratulations to the icon, motherfucking John Mosquito Infinity, just like you bitches are sitting back here and y'all reading down, okay, and bitches are saying, how the fuck did they let John motherfucking Mosquito win motherfucking labels in motherfucking D-Square, and motherfucking D-Square is a high fashion streetwear motherfucking shit.
D-Squared is a label. It is a high-end label. People have walked D-Square for foot and eyewear, so why wouldn't it be available for labels?
Well, I'm just saying what the girls say. I don't want these motherfucking categories, but I'm only saying what the girls say, bitch. But ain't nobody gonna come up here, bitch, and say that on the motherfucking show. But bitches will sit back and have sidebar conversations and all of this shit. Bitch, come up here and say your motherfucking name, bitch. A bitch will respect you even more, bitch, if you come up here and you say your motherfucking name and put it out there. I'm just saying. So those are some.
Well, I'm
those
just glad he wasn't
winners.
A Vivian Westwood. So I'm personally glad he walked in something different.
Those were some of the winners that was at the balls that I remember. There was no fights. There was no altercations. The ball ended. All the categories was had. All the cash was given out. Thank you to the legendary.
There was an altercation, Kelly.
Huh?
There was an altercation.
Oh, well, listen. So, I did hear about an altercation, but I want to just say before I get to that, thank you to the legendary Dominique 007, formerly known as Dominique St. Laurent. His job donated to all the winners a year, and all the winners and all the judges, a year membership at his job at Blink Fitness for you to go and get your body toned and work on your health and stuff. So thank you to Dominique and Blink Fitness for donating those gift cards. I'm definitely going to put my gym membership to use, baby, okay? Bitch, and get my workout on, honey. And so I want to say thank you to the legendary Trayvon. I think Trayvon is a garçon. Thank you to the legendary Trayvon Garçon for giving me his membership, because you know he already got a membership at Blank Fitness and he was one of the judges, so he gave me his membership. So a bitch is about to go work this body out. Kelly,
massage chair.
Jody, what's fake news? Like who, Kelly? Like who? What? Fake news, Jody, Marquise, like who, Kelly? I want to know what y'all talking about. Kelly,
you really going to the gym? Girl, you really going to the gym?
Yeah,
she
I'm going to
the gym
to use
the massage chairs.
I'm going to get this body toned out and work together, bitch. I'm about to work this motherfucker out. I'm about to work this pussy, bitch. I'm about to work this motherfucker out. Okay?
Are you going to stop smoking cigarettes?
Oh, well, since you mentioned that, let me smoke a cigarette.
You got a cigarette? You got a light?
You got a cigarette? I got a light. You got a cigarette? I got a light. You got a cigarette? I got a motherfucking light, bitch. So I'm going to work this
with you. Girl, who is that laying on your bed?
Baby, that's him.
But on the positive note, the trophies were really nice at the latex ball. The trophies were nice.
The trophies is always fab. The trophies is always fab at the latex ball. And the coin is fab, and the coin is fab too. And thank you to all, thank you to Bryce of the Bright of Bright Vents for donating an extra $500 to legendary runway. So Diva Devon went home with $500, and they also had another sponsor that donated another $500 to Icon Performance and made it $1,000. But no icons came out for that $1,000, Miss Thing. You could have came out there and got your tens for that $3,000, honey. Okay, bitch. You could have came and got that $3,000, and all you had to do was get your motherfucking tens, bitch, and gave us senior citizen performance, Miss Thing, bitch. But ain't nobody come out, Miss Thing. And that was a $3,000, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? Nobody came out, Miss Thing. Bitch, I would have lied, Miss Thing, bitch, if I was iconic performance, Miss Thing, and told them, I'm coming, Miss Thing, bitch, I'm coming, Miss Thing. And I would have been getting on bitch motherfucking effect, bitch, and I would have came out there, bitch, and got that $1,000, Miss Thing, bitch, because sure knows she needed, okay? Credit card bill's about to be too, okay? She sure needed, honey, I'm just saying, okay? Bitch, baby. Let me see. So Marcus, what altercation did you hear about, Marcus?
That fashion died.
Oh, that fashion died. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Marcus?
I'm keeping it cute because I got a ball coming up, but yeah.
Keeping it cute because you got a ball coming up. I'm keeping it cute, Miss Thing, because I don't want to get involved in the shit, Miss Thing. But I did hear that somebody did get ran down on at the ball, Miss Thing. But I'm keeping it real cute, and I'm keeping it PG-13. But I also want to say happy birthday to Marcus, because it was Marcus' birthday yesterday. And I also want to say happy belated birthday to the icon, founding father of the House of Balmain, Rodney Balmain, because it was his birthday the day before that. And I also want to say happy birthday to the legendary mother, Maya Mizrahi, because it was her birthday the day before that as well, Miss Thing. Okay, and I want to say happy birthday to Chantel 007. It was her birthday yesterday as well. So happy birthday to all of y'all, honey. Y'all know y'all my Judies, Miss Thing, and I fuck with y'all, so, you know, I give y'all birthday life and stuff like that. But I really don't fuck with other signs outside of Gemini's, Miss Thing, bitch. But happy birthday to y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Girl.
So listen, let me tell you something, right? Every motherfucking Gemini that is friends with me on Facebook will tell you, bitch, okay? I wish all of them a happy birthday on their page. Every Gemini for the month of May and the month of June, I wish them a happy birthday. All the rest of you motherfucking hoes, I fuck with y'all, Miss Thing, but I ain't wishing you hoes a happy birthday. It's no motherfucking shame.
I can't wait for July 16th. I just can't.
What's July 16th?
The day I don't have to hear I got a ball coming up no more.
Oh. So the girls can be
well,
seen.
Well, girl, I don't
say
that a lot.
It's
I don't even talk to you like that no more. So don't sit there. Don't sit there and try to act like I'll be a fake or something, bitch.
Okay. So,
I said, but I said.
Hashtag Gemini. So and I'm gonna call you back. I'm gonna call you back after the show is over. So make sure you buy your phone once the show is over. I'm gonna call you back, honey. Yeah, fuck Scorpios, fuck Leos, fuck Cancers, fuck Tauruses, fuck Scorpios, Sagittarius, Aquarius, and Cancers, and all of that, bitch. If it ain't Gemini, it ain't right.
What's a Gemini?
Okay. Hashtag Gemini. All my Geminis, stand up. If it ain't about the job, bitch, it ain't right, bitch. The Pisces, fuck y'all too, bitch, okay? Bitch, it's all about the Gemini. Every time Gemini season come, bitch, on May motherfucking 21st, bitches are posting up, it's Gemini season over yet, bitch, and it just motherfucking started, bitch.
What's a Gemini? Because the way the Tauruses came through and then the Cancers came through, I didn't even know y'all had a season.
Bitch, we always got a season, bitch. We double trouble, bitch. We double motherfucking trouble, bitch, okay? If you don't know it, bitch, we double trouble, bitch.
I just got an inbox, and I'm going to read this out. Congratulations to the icon Harold Balenciaga for winning Legendary Realness in Virginia.
Oh, work, Harold. Harold came out of retirement. Work, Harold. Congratulations, Harold. I know that's right. Harold won, Ollie, work. I know that's right. And let me say, and let me also say this while I'm on and while I'm on live, honey. I also want to shout Rodney out again if he's still up on the live and he's listening. Shout out to the icon Rodney motherfucking Balmain, founding father of the House of Balmain, honey, okay? On y'all anniversary that just passed. And Rodney ain't been to a motherfucking ball, bitch, in 3 motherfucking weeks. Hashtag Rodney ain't been to a ball in 3 weeks, bitch. Because y'all know Rodney is always at a motherfucking ball every motherfucking weekend. Rodney is at a fucking ball, bitch. And Rodney ain't been to a ball in 3 motherfucking weekends, bitch. Okay? Work, Rodney, bitch. Okay? Yes. Okay? Yes, Rodney ain't been out in 3 weekends, honey. I know that's right, Rodney. Rodney said I need to get a break.
And it's going to be one more. Add 4 to that.
Huh?
He's not going out this weekend either, so that'll be
okay.
Cool.
He ain't going out this weekend either, bitch. Rodney, a whole 30 days of Rodney not going to motherfucking balls, bitch. Work it out, Rodney, bitch. Okay, but I know when he comes to Storm, bitch, he's coming to motherfucking Storm, bitch. So you bitches better get ready, cause the motherfucking Balmain is gonna be in the building, honey, okay? So you bitches better get ready. He ain't been out in 4 weekends, bitch, so you know when he comes, bitch, he's coming, okay? So bitches better get ready, honey. North Carolina, whatever category you think Rodney Wade walking, bitch, you bitches better be ready, cause that motherfucker coming, bitch. I'm telling you, he coming, bitch. He coming! Bitch. So... let's get into the aftermath, Miss Thing. So everybody that I did speak to via Facebook today, because I had a really bad day, honey. The moving people canceled on me, bitch, because they was overbooked, bitch. So they had the last 2 people that reserved with them was me and another customer. They canceled on us. My TV broke, Miss Thing. I can't FaceTime on my motherfucking phone, Miss Thing, because my FaceTime. My FaceTime is fucked up on my fucking phone, so I can't FaceTime. My text messages is coming up green, bitch, like I got an Android. So there was a lot of shit going on today, bitch. But everybody that I did speak to via Facebook today, because the girls, everybody thought that I had them blocked. Everybody that I did speak to today said that they had a lovely time last night at the aftermath. The aftermath was the best part of the motherfucking weekend, and it seems that the aftermath is really taken away from the regular balls. Like, the kids don't come out to the main ball. Like, the kids will come in town and they'll be here, you'll see them at the club and things, but they don't come out to the main ball. A lot of the kids are waiting for the aftermath. And the aftermath is when the kids really come out and they show up and they show out. This thing is at the aftermath, Miss Bay. They said it was so packed in the building that it was really hot. But it was hot in the place, but they said the chemistry and everything that was in the building last night was fucking phenomenal. Everybody that I spoke to said that they had a wonderful time at the aftermath. So shout out to the icon Atoro Miyake Muglia for giving the girls a saving grace of the weekend with the aftermath. And then they also have Vogue Night tonight, so the girls are definitely going to come out to Vogue Night if they're still in town tonight for Vogue Night. So I'm going to get straight to
hold
it.
Hold on, you said people, Kelly, you said people in town for they're still in town. Who came to town?
A lot of people came in town. A lot of people came out of the country.
Oh, okay, got you. I got you.
Yeah, a lot of people came from out of. It's a lot of people from overseas that is here and things of that nature and stuff. So, you know, and people are saying on live right now that the aftermath was dope and the aftermath is definitely the best part of the weekend and things of that nature. So I'm going to get straight to it because I really, I really did not watch the ball. It was here. It was on the aftermath. It was on. I was really waiting for the $1,500 for the Femme Queen performance for the $1,500. So I wasn't watching, but I was watching one point because I was counting the categories because it said it was number six, but then it wasn't number six on the order of categories. And so then I watched the Butch Queen performance, and you had to come out in your era that you came out and walked in. And I've seen a lot of the girls on the live when I turned around, which made me start chiming in on the live. A lot of the kids was reading on the live, and you know why this is not new. People have felt this way for years. Icons should be bullying people. Oh, I don't know. What happened, Little James? What are you talking about? Y'all got to explain to me, what are y'all talking about, Bully Dave. I don't know what y'all talking about. So y'all got to tell me what y'all talking about. So I seen people coming out, and the girls is on the live like, oh, shit, that bitch ain't from this era. That bitch ain't from this era. That bitch ain't from this era. The girls don't know their eras and all types of things of that nature. I don't have no opinion. I really don't have no opinion on the girls and, you know, and coming out and what era they was in and things of that nature. And that's not my concern or anything, but the girls was up on that live and saying, and they was reading down on that live. If y'all go to my nephew Fabian's thing, y'all, and Fabian on Facebook, y'all can definitely see the comments that was going on underneath that live, Miss Thing. The girls was reading. I need to people scared of the icon at Major Ball. Oh, okay. Rodney asked you why was people scared of the icons at the Major Ball. So the girls was reading down by the people in the era, bitch. And so I was up there and I was gagging how they was reading the girls, honey, and things of that nature. But I just wanted to see the Femme Queen performance for the $1,500. Congratulations to Allison Prodigy for winning the $1,000 last night, Miss Say. But what I was watching the live for, bitch, because I already knew when I seen Tati last, when I seen Tati on Saturday with her pink curls and her hair, and she was sitting in that all white, Miss Thing, looking like a goddess, Miss Thing, and she was on the sideline and she was supporting her sister Davina. I knew she was coming out the next night for the $1,500. Okay, so I was really anticipating on, bitch. Okay, and I love my mother. I love my mother, Jacquemus Rahi Bell. And I love my brother, Deshaun Lavin down, bitch. But y'all should have got straight to the motherfucking point, Miss Thing, even though we couldn't get straight to the point, Miss Thing. But be straight to the point was supposed to be the first battle, straight to the point, was supposed to be Tati versus motherfucking Tamaya, was supposed to be straight to the point. But I don't know what happened. Tati came out, bitch, and Tati woke the motherfucking building up for her tans, Miss Thing, like she was supposed to, okay? And I knew as soon as Tati came out for her motherfucking tans, Miss Thing, that Tamaya was going to be right behind Miss Thing to come out and get her tans, Miss Thing, like she was supposed to, Miss Thing, because she's the new bitch of the House of Mugler, okay? So she was supposed to come out and get her motherfucking tans. Right after Tati came out, she was supposed to storm. I knew that was going to happen, okay? And it played out just like it was supposed to play out. But what was not supposed to play out like it played out, well, I don't know what happened to her got to be glue or her got to be tape, Miss Thing. But baby, she came out there and she stormed Miss Thing after Tati. She was fucking it up, Miss Thing, bitch. She even fucked it up, Miss Thing, when the wig came off, Miss Thing, and caught the wig, Miss Thing, and went into her dip and everything, Miss Thing. Like, she fucked it up. But, bitch, when that wig came off, Miss Thing, girl, it's no shade. I love Tamaya down, Miss Thing, bitch, but I got to be the person that I am. It's Petty Mondays, Miss Thing. I got to be petty, Miss Thing. When that wig came off, this thing, girl, it was like, Mistake. It was no shame mistake. It was like Tamaya. It was like Tati said, Nanny. And so Tamaya said, she. Mistake. It's no shame mistake. I gagged mistake, girl. But she did not come back out. She did not come back out to battle mistake, bitch. Because her wig came off, Miss Thing. So I know she left the building, Miss Thing, and she was overly embarrassed, Miss Thing. And she probably left the building and everything, Miss Thing. But, bitch, I would have went someplace, Miss Thing, bitch. Because every bitch has a motherfucking fall, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? Miss Thing, every bitch has a motherfucking fall, Miss Thing, and has a slip. And every bitch have a wig come on, Miss Thing, bitch. But they put their wig back on, they pick it up, Miss Thing, bitch. And they put the wig back on, Miss Thing, and they go, Miss Thing. Every bitch has a day, Miss Thing. I'm being honest with y'all, Miss Thing. I'm keeping it real, and I'm keeping it funky, Miss Thing, bitch. I'm keeping it real, and I'm keeping it funky with y'all, Miss Thing, bitch. Y'all don't remember 10 years ago, Miss Thing, I came out at the New York City Awards Ball as a mother, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? Hey, bitch, nobody knew, Miss Thing. They thought it was part of the thing, Miss Thing. I was going down, Miss Thing, bitch. I was going down, and I was selling it when I came out as New York mother of the House of Mizrahi, Miss Thing, girl. I was going down, bitch, and I was selling it, Miss Thing. And as I'm going down and I'm selling it, Miss Thing, Jack is cheering for me, bitch, and I'm going down. And as I'm going down, I'm saying to Jack, mother, I'm falling, Miss Thing, bitch. But don't, everybody thought I was going down, bitch. And I laid out on that floor, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? I went down, Miss Thing. But nobody knew that I had a fall, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? Everybody thought it was a part of that. Jack came outside, Miss Thing, and I said, mother, I fell, Miss Thing. She said, don't worry, daughter, Beyonce fell, Miss Thing. Every bitch has a great fall, Miss Thing, girl. She was supposed to pick that wig up, Miss Thing, girl. She was supposed to tighten her back up. She was supposed to come out there, bitch. We've been waiting for this moment, Miss Thing. For her and Tati to motherfucking battle, Miss Thing. That was the night, Miss Thing. We was waiting for the moment, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? Bitch. But we didn't get our moment. So I don't know when the next time we're going to get this moment to have these two girls on the floor, Miss Thing. But I've seen bitches' wigs fall off plenty of times, Miss Thing, and put the wig back on and get back up out there. Miss Thing, she should have put the wig back up on there, out there, Miss Thing, and she should have came back out and told the girls exactly why she is the queen of Femme Queen Performance for the new girls. That's what she should have did, Miss Thing. It's no shade. How do y'all feel about the situation? Do y'all... I don't know what happened to this live, Miss Thing, but she just went black. Can y'all still see me, JT? Can you still see me on Facebook?
Jason, I fell asleep, huh?
I fall asleep, and I'm right here. What are you talking about?
JT, can you still see me on Facebook? The live just went black.
Yeah, your live just went black.
It just went black. I got to come back. It just went black.
I was talking about I'm trying to hold something right now. You talking about Jason and went to sleep. Whatever.
Ernie, my live just went black. It says it's
ending. You be talking to like
Ernie, hold on.
What you say, Marcus?
My live just went black. It says it's ending. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Let's see. Okay. We have to come back. Ernie. Okay, we have to come back. I don't know what happened to the last live. Y'all know Facebook carries on. But make sure y'all share this live. Make sure y'all invite y'all girlfriends and let them know that we are back on live. The live went down, but we are definitely back here on motherfucking live. The whole live just shut off. But I'm asking y'all, and I'm asking everybody that is joining the live, what do y'all think? Do y'all think that she should have picked the tied in her wig and came back out and let the girls know why she is the queen of the new generation of Fever Queen performance. What do y'all think?
That's a tough one. I think she was embarrassed, and that's why I understand her not coming back. I do.
I think she should have came right back up on out, Miss Thing. Bitch, go in that back, Miss Thing, put that wig on, Miss Thing, bitch, and came out and gave the very, when they started the battles, gave the very, bitch, I want you, Miss Thing, bitch. It's no shade. And that's just my opinion, Miss Thing, bitch. I don't see plenty of bitches' wigs fall off, Miss Thing, bitch, honey, okay? I don't see many bitches' wigs fall off, Miss Thing. I don't see many of bitches' tucks come out, Miss Thing, bitch. I don't see bitches' wigs don't shift and all types of motherfucking shit, Miss Thing. Girl, and bitches come back up out there and they do their motherfucking thing, and it is what it is. I'm just saying. Bitches' tucks don't fell out, Miss Thing. Bitch, whole motherfucking slong out, Miss Thing, girl, and everything. And still came back out there involved, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? Her wig just came off, bitch. I seen dicks for years, mistake falling out, mistake nut sacks coming out and all types of shit, mistake saying, peekaboo, I see you, peekaboo, I see you. Mistake, the bitches come back out there and do what they gotta do. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, bitch, but I don't know that, you know, but maybe we'll get that battle coming real soon between her and motherfucking, Tati real soon, Miss Thing. But when they come out of battle, Miss Thing, I want them to come out, and I want them to fuck the floor up, Miss Thing, when they come out of battle, Miss Thing. I don't want that, you know, that old performance that they be giving. I want the bitches to come out, because I know it's going to be sick, and I know it's going to be bad. It's going to be nasty, Miss Thing, bitch. It's going to be a nasty motherfucking battle when those bitches come out, and they hit that motherfucking floor and storm, bitch. I'm telling you. Bitch, it's gonna be real crazy. It's gonna be disrespectful, bold, Miss Thing, when those bitches come out and they battle each other, Miss Thing, bitch. Cause both of those bitches got a point to motherfucking prove, Miss Thing. And I'm just saying. But overall, Miss Thing, it was. I enjoyed my little bit of time that I had at the Latex Ball. I enjoyed my time. I enjoy seeing the people at the ball, Miss Thing. Bitch, you know, I'm not even going to say what I'm going to say. I posted on my status, Miss Thing, bitch, and I'm just going to leave it there on my status on Facebook. I'm not going to repeat it here on the show, because if I repeat it here on the show, I don't know, Miss Thing. I don't know why the comments is not rolling on my live, so I don't know what the people are saying on the live. But I see the numbers coming up. Facebook always does shows when it comes to these lives and everything. And I want to also thank, to everybody, to the people that watch me on Facebook and to the people that watch me on Instagram. I know some of y'all was watching me on YouTube and stuff like that. I want to thank all my haters out there that reported a majority of my videos on Facebook and had my videos taken down, and I can no longer go live on YouTube. So I want to thank my haters for getting me blocked on YouTube, that I can't go live on YouTube. I want to thank y'all. Shout out to y'all for doing what y'all do, honey. My haters are my motivators, Miss Thing. So shout out to y'all. So that's why I'm not live on YouTube right now, because I can't go live on YouTube, because YouTube has deactivated my live function on YouTube because of all of those haters out there reporting me on motherfucking YouTube. So shout out to all my haters that keep reporting me. Y'all doing a great motherfucking job, Miss Thing, bitch. So shout out to y'all, honey, okay? Can somebody answer me? Answer what? Can somebody answer your what? I see somebody comment on YouTube. I mean, on Instagram. I gotta go get my glasses fixed. My screw fell out of my motherfucking glasses, bitch. So I need to go put my screw back in my glasses, honey. But I can't see these comments on Facebook. I know people are commenting because I see the numbers of the comments is going up, but my comment is not strolling, so I don't know what are y'all saying on Facebook. You know, nobody answered my question, boo. What is your question that you have? What is your question? What is your question that you have? Because I don't understand. Hold on. Let me hold on, because these are words from our sponsor. We got sponsors.
Crimes of the Century, the 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, July 14th, 2018. In Charlotte, North Carolina.
Doors open at 4 p.m. Awards from LSS begins at 5 p.m.
First category closes 6 p.m. sharp. Admission $35 all night. Standard tables $250. Premier tables $300. Four available. VIP tables $350. Six available. VIP sections $1,000, two available. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all. Lip sync performance with a production. Mini grants include $1,000, open to all best dressed. $1,000, open to all foot, eye, and gag. $1,000, legendary tag team performance. $1,000, female figure versus Witch Queen Vogue Fest. $1,000, female figure versus Butch Queen European Runway. $1,000, female figure face. $500, Butch Queen Realness with a Twist. $500, Butch Queen American Runway, plus much, much more. For more information, see the Facebook event page at Crimes of the Century. 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball. Or contact Marcus at 202-790-2318. Crimes of the Century, the 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, July 14th, 2018.
Yes, that was words from our sponsors. They are becoming legendary. Marcus and Scarter, honey, okay? Baby.
No, I'm
but
just
I don't know
nobody.
What's going on with Facebook. My live is not strolling. I don't know if it's working. But to the people on Instagram, Tamaya Miyake Muglia wig was the one that came off to people on Instagram. I don't feel any type of way about Best Dress. It was a category. They had it. Congratulations to the winner that won. I don't really critique people, you know, like that, unless I'm on the judges panel, you know, and they come and ask me a question and things of that nature. But this live is really carrying on. It's not strolling. I don't know what's going on. So, you know, we're going to end the show here on that note, because I don't know what the fuck is going on, and I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to keep playing with Facebook and shit like that. Hello, Kelly. Hi, Kelly on Instagram. Shout out to everybody on Instagram. Please follow me here on Instagram. And to everybody that is here on everybody that is on Instagram, and if y'all can still hear me on Facebook, and if you are following me on, and if I'm following you on Instagram, I'm letting everybody know that I'm following on both of my Instagram pages, that I'm going through all my friends on Instagram, and I'm deleting everybody that I am following. It is no tea, it is no shade behind me deleting everybody that I'm following. I realized that I can only follow 7,500 people on Instagram, and I feel if I cannot follow everybody that is following me, I'm not going to follow anybody, so I'm deleting everybody that I'm following, because I want to follow everybody that's following me, and if I can't follow everybody, only 7,500 people, then I'm just going to delete everybody, so I'm deleting everybody that I am following on Instagram, and it's no tea and it's no shade or no malice behind it. I'm just going to delete everybody since I can't follow everybody back. Jason and Marcus, say goodnight to the girls because we've got to get up out of here because the whole numbers and everything, y'all went over Facebook and everything.
Good night, everyone. If you are attending the People's Choice next weekend, I urge you to come on time. You will gag. I am starting the ball on time with or without you. I hope I can start it with you, but it will start without you.
Good night, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow night at 10.
Okay, and Jason will be live on the air tomorrow night for Juicing with the Jays at 10 o'clock. Well, somebody needs to tell me how do I follow all the people, honey, but it won't let me follow more than 7,500 people. So somebody needs to tell me how do I follow all the people. Somebody needs to give me that information and put it in my DM, honey, so I can know how to follow all the people because I want to follow everybody. I love y'all all for loving me. Good night. I'll see y'all back here next week for another installment of Petty Mondays. Good night.